Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host, and today is going to be an incredible show. I know we have listeners that tune in, week out, looking for the next tips, tools, resources that they need to transform their health. And some of you have never heard our show before. You're wondering why I'm so passionate about being healthy, because at the end of the day, we know right now that health is our most important asset. And if we lose our health, really, we essentially lose everything. And so we know that health is absolutely vital for us to experience an abundant life. And we know that people are in our culture, in our country, are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they want to be renewed, repaired, restored, and they don't really know where to go for that. You know, we have one of the best sick care and crisis care systems in the world. But what's happening is that it's not delivering true health care. And so at the end of the day, we know the number one person that's responsible for your health results is essentially you. You're responsible for where you are today, whether it's good or bad. Now, that doesn't, some of you don't like that answer. Some of you love that answer. For me personally, I'm thankful that my health results are in my hands and my control. But we've been taught over time that it's okay to just simply make excuses for our health. And some may call them reasons, I call them excuses. And so the things that I was taught, and many of us are taught in our healthcare system or crisis care model, that we have a sickness, symptom, or disease, is that it's either your genetics or it's your age. Those are the two things that we use as excuses in our culture to blame our health problems for, right? So let's just face it. The research is out there right now, guys, that genetics only make up about 10% of what happens to your health. 10%. That's 90% of what you do or don't do to your body is actually what determines your health results. 10% is genetic factors, right? In the 80s, they thought it was a split, right? So it was 50% lifestyle, 50% genetics. It's luck, essentially, right? But now with all the research that's coming out, they're showing that even sometimes less than 5% of what happens to you goes back to your genes, right? And so it's time to step back and say, listen, it's not my parents' fault. It's not my grandparents' fault. And it's not your uncle's fault. It's unfortunately our fault. Now, when I say fault, it doesn't necessarily have to mean it's all negative fault. Like, if you're in good health standing compared to the rest of your family, it is your fault. That's how you got there. That's a positive thing, right? If you are unhealthy like everyone else in your family, then unfortunately it's your fault, right? Now, and I say this with compassion. I get that many of us don't know that we have to take responsibility for our health, that we have something to say about our health results. And at the end of the day, I'm going to fight for people that don't know. And so at the end of the day, my thing is this: as long as you know that your body is fearfully and wonderfully made, as long as you know that the things that we talk about in this show and the things that are out there that are true when it comes to holistic care and true healthcare systems and you taking care of your own health, if those are applied, then you're going to get better results. If you know about all the information, and I've reached the unreached, which is what our goal is, to reach the unreached, and you choose not to act on that, then at least you know that's your decision, right? But I think the biggest power that we have in our healthcare is choice. If we have choice with what we can do or not do with our body to receive good results or poor results, then it's choice. It's the power of choice. And so really knowing the fact that you're designed to heal, your body desires to heal, and that you're fearfully and wonderfully made on a cellular level, that your body is working for you all the time, regardless if he feels like it or not. If you understand that to be true, because research proves that, and you know the lifestyle changes you can make, that is a choice, right? Now, we never look for perfection, but we want progress in our healthcare or in our lifestyle, right? So we all know what's better for us. An apple is better for us than a donut, but many people still grab the donut, right? We all know that the fake colored sweetener packets that you see out there, the pink, blue, yellow packets, they're not good for us because they're considered neurotoxins. But if you want something sweet and that's all you have and you do that, that is going to negatively affect your body. I'm not saying you don't have to do that, or you do have to do that. I'm not saying that, but I'm just telling you that if you start to look and see that there's choices you can make with your health, and as long as you own up to, oh, no wonder I feel bad because I did X, Y, or Z yesterday, then that's okay. There's power in what? Choice, right? So I just hope that when you listen to my show that you know that I'm here, and my heart is that, and my prayer is that I'm reaching the unreached, and maybe I'm reaching people in one of three camps, right? One camp is you're doing everything right with your health, and you just want to keep taking it to the next level. Or maybe it's like, you're the only one that speaks my language, Dr. Nick. Like, your office is the reason why I come there, because you have the information. This makes perfect sense to me, and this is my real healthcare delivery model, right? There's a lot of people that listen to the show that are in that camp. Then there's the other camp, which is on the complete end of the spectrum, other end of the spectrum, which is on multiple medications. You've had surgeries before. That's all you thought. It's just your genetics. You thought it's just your age. You thought that you're going to have this chronic illness for the rest of your life, and you've never been told the truth. Some of you are listening to the show now and you're stuck in that camp, and you've told yourself that you can't get out of that camp. I'm here to tell you that we see transformation of health and healing in our clinic day in, day out, but people who've taken their health from where they literally had no hope to now actually hopeful, and they're experiencing true health and healing. And then we have the camp, which is, I think, could be one of the most dangerous parts, where it's right in between, right? Where it's someone who's like reliant on medication, takes pills, potions, and lotions, doesn't really want to take responsibility for their health, but they just think that they're fine. You know, I think about this middle-aged man, like, I'm fine. I'm okay. My health's okay today, right? And so I'm worried about that middle camp, because sometimes the health problems they have aren't bad enough to actually try to experience true health and healing. And what happens over time is that if you do nothing with your health, it continues to deteriorate, and that's when we blame it on something called age. And I'm here to tell you, some of the healthiest people in our clinic are people in their 60s and 70s, sometimes even healthier than their own kids or grandkids. And that's what breaks my heart. And so I am on mission to transform the way that you view and manage your health so that you can prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease. That is why I have this radio show. That is why I have a health center here in St. Louis. We're located in Rock Hill, a corner of Manchester McKnight. It's called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. That's why we have multiple websites. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Because I believe it takes a counterculture health center like we have to experience health that is vastly different from the results that people are getting in our current healthcare model. And that is why I get up in the morning. That is why we see hundreds and hundreds of people, patients in our clinic per week, getting amazing results. This is why we see newborns in our clinic. This is why we see people in their late 90s in our clinic, because I believe that we are providing a place of true health and healing by applying the five essentials of healthcare. So one is our mindset. What is your proper mindset when it comes to your body? Two is our spine and nervous system. This is why I'm a corrective care chiropractor, not because I get people out of pain, but because the nervous system is the most important system of the body. That's what controls everything. That's why we talk about nutrition. That's why we talk about exercise. That's why we talk about detoxing. Those five essentials are five essentials for your health. And if you do not apply one or all of these essentials, we are going to be going where everyone else is going, down the wide path of more medication, more surgeries, bigger hospitals, filled up parking lots, urgent cares with lines outside the door, fear, concern, worry, and hopelessness. And my hope and prayer, if you listen to the show, if you subscribe to the show, and you follow my podcast, and you're following us, that there's a glimpse of hope. Hopefully it's a bright light of hope, but at least there's a glimpse of hope that, listen, no matter how far I've gone with my health, there's still hope. There's still hope. And so every week I want to make sure that you guys are getting access to what we do in our clinic. A couple ways to get plugged in. One is go to our website. Our website is drnickbarnes.com. Is drnickbarnes.com. So many amazing resources on there. You can learn more about me, the team, and really what we do in our clinic. You can get scheduled for a new patient appointment from the website, which is awesome and convenient. Also, I always want to make sure that I send out some resource to you, okay? And so this week's resource I want to send out to you is we're doing a 2-week gut health challenge. And so we have different recipes, we have different meal plans, and so you can actually join the challenge, and it's absolutely complimentary. We just started this last week, and I tell you, people are getting amazing results. People who've had bloating issues, digestive problems, IBS, you name it, they're actually seeing amazing results with this gut health challenge. And so the simple way to get plugged into what we're doing here is by simply texting in your email address, and we'll send you the 2-week gut health challenge. So the number to text in to get that gut health challenge is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. You know, guys, week in, week out, I share at least 4 or 5 testimonies and stories of patients. Why? Because patient stories matter. Stories matter. Lives matter. And this week, I want to start off by sharing Katie. Katie is a woman who's in her late 30s. She came into the clinic, and she was experiencing headaches daily for months. Her menstrual cycle was a wreck. She, no matter what she was doing, she couldn't lose weight. Her own words, she was moody, she was tired, and she just knew she wasn't being the best wife and mother she could be. And so she was referred to us by her husband, who was a community partner with us for years. And we did a full exam of Katie's spine. We checked out her posture, range of motion. We did a nervous system scan of her spine, and we did a full set of x-rays. And in the spine from the side and the neck area, you have to have a 45-degree curvature. And if you've lost the curvature over time, that's what puts pressure on the nerves and the spinal cord and the disc spaces, causing not only pain, but can cause headaches, hormone problems, thyroid issues, sleep problems. And when we looked at Katie's neck, it looked like she'd been in multiple car accidents. I mean, her curvature was lost to a 0-degree curve. So she went from 45 degrees to 0 degrees in her neck. And that took years to get there. And so I said, Katie, there's good news and bad news. I go, listen, the bad news is we're the same age and your spine is a disaster. But the good news is that all the symptoms you have, it makes complete sense based off of this x-ray. And I know we can help you by correcting your curvature in your spine. So we started to adjust Katie's spine. We started to take pressure off the nervous system to correct the curvature in the spine. And we just did a re-x-ray last week. And Katie said, listen, before I even see my x-rays, I know I'm doing better. She goes, my headaches are literally completely gone. I haven't had them in 2 months. She's been under care now for 3 months, guys. She hasn't had headaches for 2 months. Her menstrual cycle is normal again, which they're trying to have a kid, so another baby. So you can imagine how ecstatic they are there. She goes, I'm down two sizes in my clothes, which is amazing. And she goes, I have more energy, I have better sleep, and I know I'm giving all to my family now. I'm a better wife, a better mom, and I have my life back. Then we looked at her spine. Her spine had improved. Her curvature was improving, getting pressure off the nervous system. Her head was coming back over the shoulders. Her posture was improving. And now she has her life back. So I wonder how many people are listening to the show now who have headaches or cycle issues and you don't know where to go. Listen, the first step is by scheduling a new patient appointment. New patient appointment, normally if you come in off the street with it, which includes x-rays, is normally $150. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call right now, it's only $60. This is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call now. When you call, answer the phone, we will schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth and healing, not just the community, but over the airwaves. We've been on the radio show now for over 9 years, and it's just incredible to see the following that we've created. And I just wanted to acknowledge you guys for listening to the show week in, week out, for patients that tune in week out, for the people that are staying engaged, via text messages coming into our clinic, buying our supplements, going to our websites. We can track all of that. And so I just want to say thank you for caring about your health. You are set aside from what most people are doing in our culture. And I will tell you that if you start to apply the five principles of health and healing, which is mindset, spine, nutrition, exercise, and detoxing, when we start to apply these five essentials, that is your new healthcare model. The other model, the hospitals, the urgent care, the drugs, the surgery, the injections, that's all sick care and crisis care. Does it have a place? Yes. In a crisis situation or to save your life, it has a place. But the vast majority of our culture and community thinks that drugs, surgeries, pills, potions, and lotions and injections is the answer to true healthcare. And it's not. It's not. And the numbers prove it. The numbers prove it. Guys, we make up 5% of the world's population. North America makes up 5% of the world's population. We take 80% of the world's drugs. 80% of the world's drugs. We have the best surgeons, the best surgical equipment, the best research facilities, someone even in the city, best hospitals, some even in the city, best colleges for medical doctors and medical practitioners. We have some of the best doctors in the world in our own town. And the healthcare results, sick care results, are getting worse. The sooner you go into the sick care system, the sooner you get medication, the sooner you get surgeries and injections, if you do that prematurely and or chronically over time, you will become a statistic. Research proves that. The sooner you go into the medical system, the longer you'll be stuck in the medical model and you'll have premature treatment, not because the doctors are bad, not because the nurse practitioners are or the surgeons are bad or the hospitals are bad. No. Not because the pharmaceutical companies are bad, not because the CEO of Barnes Hospital is bad. No, none of that. That's not the case. It's because it's a culture we've been driven and marketed to say, listen, as the patient, we drive the market. And what we've done as patients, we said, we're not going to take responsibility. It's because of my age. It's my genes. And the commercials literally tell you as a patient to go ask the doctor for this colored pill. And if that doesn't work, ask him for the second or third pill. So it's not the doctor's fault. It's not urgent care's fault or the hospital's fault. It's not even our insurance company's fault. It is us as a culture driving the demand, and they're just providing it for us. And so the only way that our healthcare system could ever truly change is not going to come from the government. It's not going to come from the top down. It's going to come from us as a culture taking responsibility for our individual health and our household's health and taking responsibility for the actions that we take so that we can yield the results we desire. Unfortunately, we don't even know that there's results that we want. A lot of people just want to feel fine and look fine. I'm telling you guys, you can feel fine and still be developing disease. You can actually look good and still be developing disease. Research proves it. Not Dr. Nick research. Medical research proves this. This is why we can only feel about 10% of our body at any given time. That's right. We can only feel 10% of our body at any given time. And I think we got to step back and say, listen, like, what is health? How do I manage my health? How do I invest into my health? And how do I make sure that I have a vision for my health? So what is your vision? I think that's the question I have for you. What is your vision for your health? When you're 30, 40, 50, 70, 90, 100, what is your vision? Right? What is your vision? How are you going to serve your family and the people around you if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired? Because newsflash, you just can't. Okay, you can't. With chronic illness, it makes it really hard to deliver all that you have to yourself or to the people that you love and care about. It's challenging. And it's not because you're selfish. If I'm tired and I'm sick and I'm on medications and I have to go in for procedures all the time and people have to take me to the hospital and pick me up and they got to visit me in the nursing home and da 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 da. Listen, that is imposed. That's not benefiting someone else's life. How do I serve somebody else? And so I will tell you that we have to have the our most important asset is our health. And our health results in 15 years from now started yesterday. It started yesterday. What do we start doing yesterday or today or tomorrow is going to influence our health forever. okay, forever. It's true. And people say, well, you're so black and white. I go, I am black and white. It's black and white because it's just a fact, right? It's if there's no gray area with our health. There's really no gray area for many things in life, right? Whether it's finances, whether it's relationships, whether it's health outcomes, whether it's parenting, you're either moving in the right direction. You're trying to impact the right direction, not with perfection, but with the process. Trust the process, not the perfection, right? Or we just don't care, and then it goes in the wrong direction. There's no like gray area, right? So I'll encourage you to remind yourself of that. So if you're doing 90% of your 90% of your positive influence on your health, and you have 10% bad, you're winning that game all day long. Okay, but I'll tell you, when patients come in the office, they don't really know how to manage their mindset and manage their expectations when it comes to health. We think that our health problems started yesterday. No. It took years to get there. You may have started feeling them yesterday, but it took years to get there. For instance, last segment, I talked about Katie, who had suffered with headaches daily, and she just thought that it started a few months before. I go, no. The damage in your spine that we found was years ago it started, and now you're just feeling the ramifications of what had happened to you from car accidents and sporting injuries. And so after 3 months of getting care, Katie's headache-free, she's losing weight, she's doing awesome, and she's telling everybody. Her husband's under care now, her kid's going to be getting under care soon, and she's doing incredible. Why? Because she came to an office that's designed and desires to look for the cause of the health problem, fix the problem, not just with Band-Aid fix, but actually correct the problem so that you never have to experience the symptoms again for the rest of your life, but also so that you can actually experience abundance of health and healing for the rest of your life. And who deserves that? You deserve that. Everybody deserves that. And so week in, week out, my goal is to get you riled up a little bit, get you inspired, get you understand that this is not just a jacuzzi experience. Now, what I mean when I say that is that one of my colleagues, one of my mentors would always say, listen, when you come to seminar or when you come to learn more about health or nutrition or chiropractic or relationships or finances, whatever it is, on a weekend or let's say in this instance on an hour show, listen, you can get riled up, you can get compassionate, you can agree with everything they say, but a jacuzzi experience means it feels good when you hear it, but actually getting out of the jacuzzi, meaning going back to the culture that we're all in right now, you forget what the jacuzzi experience feels like, and you go have to throw on that mask that you hate to do. You go pop that pill, or you go, you have to go get your knee injected or whatever it is, and you just go right back into what our culture says is normal. And so I'm here to tell you that in order to get abnormal results, we have to be doing something extraordinary. Extraordinary. To get extraordinary results, we have to do something abnormal in our culture. So whether that's listening to the show every week, whether that's coming to in my office every week, which actually it's more normal than abnormal to come to my office, whether that's eating kale or taking, five different supplements or detoxing to some level or waking up at 4 a.m. to work out, whatever that looks like for you, I will tell you that doing something extraordinary is going to get you abnormal results. And guess what? People do not like when other people do things extraordinary. When people go above and beyond in certain things with their health, they will shoot you down left and right. Why? Because they know they should probably be doing it too. Right? They know they should probably be doing it too. And unfortunately, I see this with family. Sometimes the people that are closest to us, that love us the most, do this to each other. And it's unfortunate because, at the end of the day, if you love somebody, don't you want that abundance of health and healing to be for their life too? I think the answer is yes, but I think people get uncomfortable with change. As an individual, as a family, people get uncomfortable with change. But I've said it before on my shows that it's okay to be uncomfortable because that's really where the transformation happens. You cannot grow in a comfortable state. You cannot get healthy in a comfortable state. So there's some level of getting uncomfortable, being inconvenienced, and being intentional about investing into your health that yields incredible results. And that's what my hope and prayer is for you every week and the people that you love and care about, that this is literally reaching through the radio, reaching through your phone, reaching through the radio, and it's literally touching your heart to say, listen, that sounds like me, or this makes complete sense, or I've always thought that, where do I go? Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our website is drnickbarnes.com, drnickbarnes.com. And listen, we're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight, and we see thousands of people in our clinic getting incredible results and living a counterculture lifestyle, doing extraordinary things, things that they would never be able to do to get healthy, and now they're healthy. And one of those people that came in, his name's Tom. Tom is a construction worker, and he was always told that the numbness and tingling in his hands and the pain in his shoulders are just from the overuse and abuse of work. And everyone he works with has the same thing, neck pain, shoulder pain, numbness and tingling. He goes, he called on a radio show about a month ago, and he goes, I was told that my problems that I have are from work, but they keep getting worse, that I literally have to call off work. He's late 40s. He goes, I have about 10 more years of work. I don't know if I can do this. And so he goes, people just think it's normal. I don't think it's normal. It's waking me up at night. It's causing me pain. I can barely work. He goes, from what you say, you can help me. And I was talking about how important the spine is and the nervous system is. If there's damage in the neck and upper back, there's no way those nerves can get to the hands, therefore causing numbness and tingling in the hands, starting in the neck and the shoulder area. And so we did a full exam of Tom's spine. We checked out his posture, range of motion. We did a full set of x-rays to see if there was damage in the spine. And of course, with the numbness and tingling, we know it's not a muscle problem. That is a nerve problem. You can't massage that out. You can't physical therapy that away. You can't rub that out or put biofreeze on your shoulders and expect numbness and tingling to go away. It's just not going to happen. And so we saw damage in Tom's spine. There was bone spurs in his lower neck. There was disc space degeneration. There's no way the nerves were getting out of his neck to his shoulders and to his hands. And we found an answer. See, Tom had been a specialist, but no one ever gave him an answer. They said, here's an injection, here's anti-inflammatories, and maybe you'll get surgery someday. And I told Tom, I go, listen, Tom, if we get pressure off the spine with chiropractic care and spinal rehab and release the nerve tension, the body will start to heal and you'll start to feel great over time. Your neck pain, shoulder pain will start to reduce. Your numbness and tingling will start to go away. You guys, Tom's been under care in my clinic for 1 month. His numbness and tingling is already 50% better. He's sleeping through the night without having to wake up. His shoulder pain is completely gone. And Tom says, now I don't have to worry about working anymore. Now I don't have to worry about popping more ibuprofen. Now I have a direction, an action plan, and a blueprint for what my health is going to look like, not just for the next year, but for the next 15 to 20 years. It all started with him coming to our clinic and see what his spine looked like. I wonder how many people are listening to the show right now who say, listen, I need to come to your office and see what my spine looks like, see if you can help me. Normally, walk into our office off the street, it's $150 for a new patient appointment. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call right now, it's only $60. At that appointment, we'll do a full exam and a full set of x-rays. So pick up the phone and call now. When you call, I will answer the phone. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment. And we'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing the truth about health and healing over the airwaves. And I have a clinic to see people's health and life transform. I have a clinic to see families' health and life transform. I have a clinic that releases people from the bondage of sickness and crisis care and gives people hope of health and healing. Because you deserve it, because your family deserves it. So no longer do we have to think we're broken and pieced together and our health is determined by our age, our genetics. That is all a lie. It's a lie that once we get on X amount of medications, we'll be on them for the rest of our life. That's a lie. Once you get a diagnosis that you'll always have the diagnosis, that is a lie. That is just not true. But we've been sold a bill of lies when it comes to sickness and crisis care. Not because the doctors are bad. Not because the hospital is bad. Because if you talk to the doctors, they'll say that patients don't want to change. So of course they'll have a crisis for the rest of their life or a chronic illness or be on medication for the rest of their life. Of course they will. Because guess what? no matter what the doctor says to the patient doesn't want to change. I believe my patients are vastly different, where they want to transform. They want to reverse disease. They want to prevent sickness, suffering, symptoms. They believe they're fearfully and wonderfully made, and their actions support that belief. And that's key. If we believe we are amazing on a cellular level, if we believe that our body can repair, can be restored, can be renewed, can and is fearfully and wonderfully made, if we believe that to be true, then there's no way in the world, if we truly believe that on a cellular level, okay, how in the world can we feed our body junk, not take care of our spine, start our day and end the day with the negative news, pop pills, potions, and lotions to try to get through the day, and not exercise? It doesn't make sense. It's called incongruency. It's called incongruency. My patients are not perfect. Myself and my team and my family are not perfect. But we have a blueprint of where our health can go if we live the five essentials. Reminder, five essentials are a healthy mindset, a healthy and healthy nervous system and healthy spine, chiropractic care, only through chiropractic care, healthy nutrition, healthy exercise, and detoxing on a regular basis. Those five essentials are my and my family, my team, and my patient's blueprint to experience true health and healing. If you live the five essentials or close to the five essentials long enough over time, this is when we see disease reversal. This is when we see medication being thrown away. This is when we see people's symptoms going away and true health healing and happening in our patients' lives. This show, I've talked about two people already who've had incredible stories and incredible testimonies, and I feel like it's resonating with a lot of listeners out there because we're getting calls and text messages like crazy. And so if you did get a voicemail, or if you did text in, I didn't respond to you yet, or if I couldn't get to the phone, it's because literally over the breaks, I'm trying to catch up to people's calls, okay? So please leave a voicemail if you call. I promise we will get you scheduled. It's just a matter of me catching up with all the calls right now. You know, we talked about headaches earlier with Katie and how she was having headaches daily after getting care in my clinic for 3 months. Now she's 100% headache-free. Who suffers with headaches out there and doesn't know what to do about it? I don't mean take a pill. No. Who's ever looked for the cause of the headaches? Who's ever had their spine x-rayed in a chiropractic office and is correcting their spine, getting pressure off the spinal cord and nervous system, and the headaches are subsiding? Who out there, right, is suffering with headaches and don't know that they can go to a chiropractor and get amazing help? It's sad. Some people don't know this. We talked about Tom, who had numbness and tingling in his hands. He was told and lied to that it's just, you know, it's just his occupation. He's a construction worker. It's just his work. That's it. And he went to the neurologist and they said, well, here's anti-inflammatories and maybe you'll have to get surgery. Here's some injections in your neck. And now after a month of care in my clinic, his numbness and tingling is 50% better. His neck pain and shoulder pain is completely gone. No surgeries, no pills, no potions, no lotions, but strict chiropractic care into the cervical spine, taking pressure off the spinal cord, allowing his body to heal and function 100%. And if you heal long enough, if your body functions as close to 100% as possible, the body will do one thing, and that is heal and feel better. How do I know that? Guys, I've been in practice now for 11 years. I know how healing takes place. With proper chiropractic care, the body has the ability to heal itself over time. And then you throw in the lifestyle changes on top of it that we teach. The healthy lifestyle contributes to the healing process, but it does not control the healing process. There's only one system that controls all the healing process in your body, and that is your central nervous system. That is your brain, your spinal cord, and your nerves. I don't care if you believe in it. It's not a religion. It's an absolute fact. The spine has to be in proper position in order for the signals from the brain to get to the body at 100%, allowing true healing and health in your body. Our spine must be straight up and down from the back. Our hips must be even. Our shoulders must be even. And we must have 3 45-degree curves in the spine. We should not be straight from the side. It should be 3 45-degree curves. No one really knows that. So I will tell you this. that if this is the first time anyone's ever heard that chiropractic is not about pain, but it's about healing, that is worth me being on the radio show for 9 years. That is worth you listening to this show week in, week out, because not only are we going to give you the tools, tips, and resources you need to transform your health, but we're going to give you a blueprint, an action step, and a game plan to get your body well. And this week, I wanted to hand out one of our gut health challenge PDFs. And so this is something that we've been doing. We started last week as a two-week challenge. We give you recipes. We give you a food plan so you can do this gut health challenge. And so if you want to get plugged into this, it's absolutely complimentary. Just send in your email, text in your email address, and we'll email you the gut health challenge. It's a two-week protocol. It's awesome. It can transform everything. We're seeing people getting amazing stories and testimonies already. And so the number to text in for the gut health challenge PDFs and newsletters is this. Okay, text in your email address right now. It's 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. You know, guys, as I think about how blessed and thankful I am and grateful I am about chiropractic, I think about my story about how I got off medications and how allergies went away and gut health issues went away and sleep problems went away for me. I just think about our patients and how amazing their health has come. And so one of those people that I was thinking about who has been a patient for years now, her name is Brittany. Brittany came into our office originally with horrible neck pain, horrible headaches, and horrible cycle pain. Her lower back would literally be in so much spasm and pain when she had her cycle that there was no way she could even function. And so literally she would have to call into work once a month for her cycle issues. I mean, that's ridiculous. Well, 2 months ago, I said, "Hey, Brittany, you know, how much better are you feeling?" She goes, "Listen, my headaches are 90% better. My neck pain is 90% better. My cycle is 90% better." I go, "So really, you just need about 10% more." And she goes, "Yeah." I go, "Listen, continue getting your chiropractic adjustments. Continue doing your spinal rehab, but let's take it to the next level." She goes, "What do you mean?" I go, "Okay, are you doing your home care exercises?" "No, I haven't been." "Okay, let's do your home care exercises. I know should be coming twice a week, and you've only been coming once a week. So let's start coming twice a week again. Get pressure off the nervous system through chiropractic care. Let's take this supplement. Let's avoid dairy and gluten. Let's just see what happens for a month." And you guys, no joke, Brittany, just this last week, I said, "Hey, how's your neck pain? How's your headaches? How's your cycle?" She goes, "My neck pain is 100% gone. My headaches are 100% gone now. My cycle pain is 100% gone. And I've lost 20 pounds since we hit the next 10%. So some people, it's like, okay, I need to go to a chiropractor to get my spine corrected, and I need to change my lifestyle too. That's what this is for. Some patients who are listening right now just need to take it to the next 10%. Next 10%. What's the next 10%? Because that could be what transforms your health forever. And it all started with Brittany coming into our office years ago, and she came in with damage in her neck. It was horrible, causing her headaches, damage in her lower back, and she'd got amazing results. But if she would have said, "Oh, yeah, I'm just going to wait it out," if she would have wait on the neck pain, wait on the headaches, wait on the low back pain and the cycle issues, over the years, it would have gotten what? Better or worse? It would have gotten worse, and she'll tell you that. More medication, more missed days at work, more miserable life. No one deserves that. So I wonder how many people are listening to the show right now say, "Listen, I want to see if you can help me with my neck pain and or my headaches and or my lower back pain. I want to lose weight, whatever it is. I want to see if you can help me." Well, normally to come into our office for a new patient exam, which includes x-rays, normally it's $150. At that exam, we check out your posture, range of motion. We do a nerve system scan and a full set of x-rays. Normally it's $150, but if you're listening to the show right now, you say, "I want to see if he can help me with my health problems," and you call right now, it's only $60 for that. You save $90 by calling now, which is crazy. So pick up the phone and call now. When you call, I will answer the phone. I will schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now for a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximized Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. And why do I call it Maximized Living? Because it's all about maximizing your health and maximizing your life. Not living a life that's dimmed or gray or I'm fine today or I have the case of the Mondays, right? Or, you know, that gray area where it's like, I'm just going to see how my health goes. Maybe I feel fine today. Maybe I don't. If I don't, here's a medication. I'll just pop that. No big deal. Oh, I've gained weight. It must be my age. Oh, I have a bad knee. It must be my genetics. You know, listen, guys, we are all about allowing you and getting you to live your life to the maximum level of health you possibly can. To live in a true abundant level of health. Why? Because you deserve it. That's it. You deserve it. I want you to live life abundantly, not only feeling great, but healing great. And that's what I believe that we all deserve. I believe we've been created for that. And I feel like, and I know so, that your body needs no help to heal. It needs no interference. So your spine must be healthy. Your nutrition better be on point. And listen, side note on nutrition. Guys, you know, when we think about nutrition in our country, it is absolutely awful and it's getting worse. So you're either going to pay the farmer or you're going to pay for quality food or you're going to pay the hospital. You choose. You choose. Okay? So we got to wrap our head around that. We're not looking for perfection in nutrition, but recognize the crap that we eat will give us a crappy result, right? So food does matter. What you drink, what you eat, what you put in your body matters. The quality of the supplements that you take matter. Taking medications doesn't just affect one organ or one tissue. It affects your body. Listen to this word. Okay, listen to this word. Systemically. Now, what does that word come from? It means it affects your entire system. Your entire body, human body frame and system is affected by what we do or don't do to our body. Everything we do to our health affects us systemically. That means every single system and throughout. Everything we do, whether it's getting less sleep, getting 4 hours of sleep versus 8 hours of sleep, affects your body. Wait, listen for the word. Systemically, having a stressful lifestyle and have these limiting beliefs in your mind and, you know, watching the negative news all the time and fighting and arguing with people you love and care about or people on Facebook or, you know, getting irate over politics or irate over the masks or, listen, guys, I'm right there with you, okay? But if we hold on to that, that just stresses our body out. Wait for the word, systemically. Every system in the body is affected by that. If your spine is damaged, guess what? Your body's affected systemically. But if you get your spine adjusted on a regular basis, you're doing your spinal rehab, you're getting pressure off your spinal cord or your nervous system, that affects your body in a positive way. Wait for it. Systemically. Eating a kale salad affects you systemically. Eating donuts affects you systemically. Not exercising. Exercising affects every organ system in the body. Detoxing affects every organ system in the body. So wrap our head around that. You were created to heal. You were created to heal. You were knit in your mother's womb for a purpose. And that purpose is way easier to fulfill when we're striving towards health and healing. Guys, we're all going to die from something. We know that. Newsflash, if you didn't know that, right? We're all going to die from something. And there's two truths, right? I think it was Thomas Jefferson that said this, I believe, or Ben Franklin, I forget. There's two truths that we'll always have in our life. We're all going to die from something, and we're all going to pay taxes, right? So, you know, take it or leave it, right? So we're all going to die from something. And I'll tell you this, that I would much rather be on my last months of life, days of life, knowing I did everything I possibly could and looking into my family's eyes, with confidence and no regrets that I took care of my health. I healed great as long as I could. I felt great as long as I could. I played on the beach with my great grandkids as long as I could. Without a walker, without a cane. I was not a burden to my family. And that's a pretty darn good life. But those last 10 years of your life, the investment for that starts now. It starts today. And honestly, I would argue it's every day. But what do you want the last 10 years of your life to look like? What do you want it to look like? Do you want that filled with going to multiple specialists, and do you want that filled with 14 different medications where Walgreens is calling you to fulfill your medications in case you forgot? Do you want that to look like being in a wheelchair in a nursing home, being changed by your kids, your dressings changed by your kids? Do you want that to look like that? Or, I don't want to be doom and gloom here, but I believe that unless we think about what we actually want the last 10 years of our life to look like, I feel like we'll miss it. Until we actually think about what that feels like and looks like, we'll miss the opportunity to actually achieve what we desire. So my question for you is, what is that vision of the last 10 years of your life to look like? No one's going to ask you that. Your medical doctor's not going to ask you that, so I'm asking you that. Your real health doctor, myself, who happens to be a chiropractor, is focused on the last 10 years of your life. I may never meet you. I may never know you. I may never see you in the clinic. But I care about what your last 10 years of your life looks like. Because I don't want you to become a statistic that fills up these nursing homes and assisted living homes that are going up everywhere at a rapid rate all over the country. I want you to be independent. I want you to be drug-free. I want you to have a quick wit, right? I want you to know everyone who's in your family and their names. I want you to be able to vacation with your great-grandkids someday. So what do you want the last 10 years of your life look like? If that is not clear, you'll go one way or the other. Many times, most of us go the wrong way. So let's wrap our head around the last 10 years of our life. And what can we do today that's going to get us where we want to go? Because my last 10 years, I'll just be frank, my last 10 years of my life may be my best years. But, you know, I'm not going to be on a walker. I'm not going to be with a cane. I'm not going to be in a wheelchair. I'm going to be able to communicate with every single one of my family, and I want my brain to be sharp. I want to be a quick wit. I want to experience my family. I want to influence my church. I want to influence my community, because I feel like God has put me on this earth for a purpose. And I don't know how clear that purpose is right now. I'm only 37 years old, but I'll tell you that I have to start envisioning what I want the last 10 years of my life to look like. So that's a good conversation, topic of conversation. Ask somebody you love and care about. What do you want that to look like? Do you want to be able to travel to Europe with your grandkids? I mean, do you want to go on a beach with your grandkids? Like, do you want to have season tickets to the Cardinals, right? Right? With your great grandkid, great grandson, you know, whatever that is, like, what do you want that to look like? And let's reverse engineer that and say, okay, well, what do I got to do today to get to that point? And that answer is, it may come one of three ways. It's going to say, well, I guess I have to get inconvenienced. I guess I need to go to the chiropractor. I guess I need to go to the gym on a regular basis. I guess I should probably, you know, take more supplements, right? You also may say, you know what, that may get uncomfortable. That's right. I mean, to do something drastically different from the culture, to get actually focus on your health and healing, you may have to get uncomfortable. You may have to stop eating gluten for a little bit, or eat more kale salads, or once again, get your spine corrected in my clinic, or work out at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know what? You may have to sweat every day, right? What does that look like? And three is, you may say, you know what? That's going to cost me money and time. Absolutely. It's an investment. Like, you're going to be like, wow, that's an investment into my health. You know, I was talking to a patient the other day about her son, and he's been struggling with a lot of health issues and skin problems and gut issues. And she goes, you know, over the last couple of months, I've spent $900 on his health. And it's like one of those things where it's like, what's the alternative? She goes, nothing. I go, and guess what? He's getting amazing results. So now you can look back and say, listen, you did everything you could for your son, and guess what? His body healed, and now his life will be so much better because of that $900 investment. having a quality of life of health and healing is worth millions of dollars. But what is the option? There is no option. So one of those people that came into the clinic, his name's John, that was really like, what do I want my last 10 years of my life to look like? He's in his 60s. And he goes, listen, I have knee pain and hip pain. And the doctor says, I need surgery on my knee. I need surgery on my hip. He goes, but my wife told me to come to you because on the radio show, you said that if my hips are out of position or if I've lost the curvature of my lower back over time, that causes hip pain and that causes knee pain. He goes, no one's ever looked at my lower back because I don't have pain in my lower back. I have pain in my hip and my knee. And he goes, listen, I need to get x-rays taken. And I said, all right, John, come into the clinic. Let's see what your spine looks like. We'll go over your health history. Go over where you are with your health currently and go over where the goals are with your health. Like, where do you want your health to go to? He was taking ibuprofen every day. He was taking anti-inflammatories every day. He already had injections in one of his knees. And listen, he goes, listen, I need to see if my spine has something to do with my hip pain and my knee pain. So we did a full set of x-rays. And of course, lo and behold, his right hip was high by 3 inches. He was developing a scoliosis in the spine, which there's a curvature in the spine, putting damaging pressure on the disc spaces and the nerves. And had been going that way for so long, there was bone spurs. So he goes, John, I know we can help you. It's going to take work, but I know we can help. If we get the hips balanced and we start to stabilize the scoliosis, the body will start to heal over time. The pressure will be taken off the nerves over time. And biomechanically, as we adjust the hips, the hip pain will start to go away. The knee pain will start to go away. Systemically, your body will change. So we started to adjust John's spine. We started to correct his spine. Guys, 3 months later, his knee pain is 100% gone. His hip pain is 100% gone. He's doing more things with his grandkids than he has in years. He has his life back. He's not worried about what the last 10 years of his life look like. He was thinking about a hip replacement, knee replacement, medication for the rest of his life. And now he's the person that tells everybody to come to the clinic before surgery, before injections, before medication. So I wonder how many people out there are like John who have knee pain or hip pain and they have nowhere to go. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. It all starts with a new patient exam. Normally, the walk into our office off the street for a new patient exam and x-rays is $150. But if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $60. This is the catch. You just got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, we will answer the phone. We will schedule you for a new patient appointment. And we'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. Your number to call right now to schedule a new patient appointment is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Thanks so much for tuning in this week, guys. Hope you have an awesome week, and God bless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.